Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Halloween's a week away. So it's time to talk about... Let's do ghost stories today, shall we?
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
What do you mean?
I get scared.
Do you have any?
Yeah.
Wow.
I lived in a home with a ghost.
Oh my God. We didn't even ask you before we did this.
I know.
You really do? Like, you feel like you did?
Well, in college, my two roommates were more convinced than me because I was away for a semester and a lot of weird stuff was happening. Like, they were in, like, the sound upstairs of the TV would turn on full blast randomly in the middle of the night. For no reason. And then another time, my roommate was taking a shower and she heard a knock from inside the wall on a wall that there would be no one else there. There was no reason anyone would be inside the TV, essentially.
Do you know what I love about this? And I hate about it because it says so much about we as humans' behavior. Like, those things happen. That's wild. And then you just... like somehow compartmentalize it and stay there.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we lived there another year.
What?
Yeah. I came back.
I'm sorry. Something just knocked on the wall.
Right.
Let's get the F out of here.
Right. No.
That's not an effort to make you move.
It's not like dangerous.
Yeah.
You were fine,
it's
right?
It's not dangerous yet, but it's
wasn't
like
there.
Unexplained phenomenon like that. Like things like that have happened in my basement at my parents' house.
Uh-uh.
And you're just like, and eventually it became a game. Like we would be. I remember I had all these CDs and like I'm a freak organized, alphabetized.
Okay.
Everything's perfect. And there was hundreds of them. And it's like I'd come downstairs and it'd be like two or three CDs in each thing like pulled out.
And you don't think anyone else was down there?
No. No. So then I just push them back in, think nothing of it. And then one day I was telling one of my friends and they're like, what is it? And it was like albums like Out of This World. Trying to think of all it was like a message.
It was like it was going wink wink.
Yes. But then it's like, oh, you play music loud, it vibrates,
right?
And those CDs come out of the racks. But understand this. I go buy a new CD. Oh, this is Africa from Toto.
Ooh.
Well, guess what? I have to move everything.
That's crazy, by the way.
Yeah.
It's oh man. So if you're smart, you just leave little gaps. In certain spots, so you get, you it's like I leave a little gap around D, I leave a little gap around M, and then you don't have to rearrange all of them to put
smart.
Something new at A, but you rearrange them, same CDs are out later. Mm. And then it's
maybe it's the packaging.
It was so then we finally got it to stop. I got a Velvet Elvis. I'm getting ahead of myself. Like I'm sitting there with a girlfriend. And she's like, the CDs, I think that's so weird. I don't like being in your basement. And I'm like, what's going to happen? She's like, what if it's like somebody trying to talk to us? And I'm like, what if it's Elvis? And one of the CDs flew out of the thing.
And it was
like, what? It was Elvis, which is weird. But then I bought an Elvis velvet painting thing, put it up there, and it never happened again. Like, okay. Now the reason I said it was Elvis is because the Elvis one had been coming out.
Okay.
But it didn't just come out a little. It went, it was like across the room. Kim was like, oh God. And I was like, what?
Would never go down there again.
I know. And this is what I'm saying. Just like you, it's just like, I had a futon down there. I slept there.
No.
That's insane. Like, I look back and go, bro, that place was full on haunted.
Yeah.
And you're just taking a shower.
But again, not by a poltergeist. Yeah. Just someone.
Well, maybe.
That's no, it was just someone who liked music. That's great.
Or perhaps
great.
The floor was just gently sloped.
No, they're on top of a cabinet. I mean, then why wouldn't they all come out? Why
yeah. Because of the slope. Out? That's just that's why it's the same ones every time. It's
no,
the same
but then
slope.
You move you didn't it. Move. You like, do you understand? It's like a CD rack where like, you slide them in. Right? Okay.
Like in the old
radio.
Rearrange
them is what
yes,
you're saying.
Yes, you rearrange
time.
Them and the same ones are coming out.
And if the flying out doesn't explain, the slope doesn't explain the flying out either. But
I'm just saying, you can't take a shower where there was a knock on the other side. You just don't do that.
Yeah.
You don't go back and take another shower.
And we had the sound system thing happen like two other times while we lived there with never an explanation.
It just doesn't make sense that you just go, okay, we just leave it. And all I'm saying about what it didn't do anything, it just likes music. Like, think of it like this. You go on the other side and you don't know how to do anything. So you start small and you're like, I'm going to see if I can move one of these CDs. Mm. Oh, they're getting good at it. They got so good they could launch one. Eventually, yeah. Right?
And then what?
Is that how
and
it works?
And then what? That's what I'm saying.
And then they gave up.
So because I put up an Elvis thing and they were happy.
You're just not a believer?
He's not. You're
no, I have never had anything like that happen to me. Ever.
Oh, nothing.
No. And I hear knocks on the outside of my house a lot and it's just the wind.
The wind doesn't have a fist.
Or we the
have
wind like, doesn't go.
Or we have like a wreath on our door and the wind kind of blows it and...
Oh my God, you're
noise.
Such an ace here. Are you going to be able to screen calls for this? Are you going to be able to get people?
Sure, yeah.
But are you going to be like, that's stupid, but I'll put you on the air? Is that what you're going to do?
He won't say it, but he'll think it.
Yeah, I will think it, yeah. I will think it.
All right. I've got another
because nothing
story.
Ever happens. Like, it's like, it's scary, but then it's like, and then what? When does the rubber meet the road with the ghost stories? You
okay.
Know?
If you've got a ghost story.
When is it like, and then I was killed.
Okay. Well, then you can't tell about
call
it.
Call in if you were killed by a ghost.
Okay. If you've got a good ghost story, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423. Call or text. Go ahead.
Do you not have any good ones?
No, I don't know. I'm like open to it, but I truly don't know because I... am automatically like, nah, I can explain it with like whatever.
Okay, well, my grandparents had a home. They bought it from a man who's okay. Is that a whale?
It's actually just supposed to be a ghost whale. Okay. But
my grandparents had this home that they bought from a man whose wife had passed in the home.
Mm.
The home has been in our family still to this day for like, I think it's like 50, 60 years now.
Okay.
And we started to know about Mrs. Wells. The woman who passed in the home, because things would happen. The dogs would bark out weird, like at silence.
It's dogs and cats will like look at something and there's nothing there. And you're like,
what do you
what?
See? Swanson did that today on a walk, by the way. Terrifying. But so my dog used to pace the edges of the bed when my mom was sleeping in it. And she was always like, what is going on? And then a different night, we were really young. She was sleeping in a different room and the door cracked open a bit. And she was like, oh, it must be one of the kids coming in. And she saw an outline of an old woman.
Shut.
Kind of holding her hands, like just checking in. She wasn't there to harm. And I think my mom said she felt like a peace. Like, she's not going to hurt me.
Again, by all means, just continue to live there.
I know.
By all means, yeah.
And we just, because it's all a the nice time. Lady.
It doesn't.
Right. And this one is, we do think she's a nice lady who just loves that she's like watching a family
grow
spend
and
their
live
time there.
Don't
I love
like
that.
It.
Yeah, well, Mrs. Wells is very famous in our family, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other one that I'm always reminded of, and we want to take your calls, but like most of you in the room have heard it. There was a family who bought a house and they bought it because there was like a swing set in the back and like tetherball and volleyball net and the whole thing. And then their kids out back playing, and their kid had this imaginary friend named like Sheila or something, right? And they were telling the neighbors about their kid's imaginary friend Sheila, and the neighbor's face just go ashen, and they're like, I'm sorry, what?
Because there, like, was a kid.
There was a kid who was playing tetherball by herself in the backyard, and the tetherball wrapped around her throat and choked her, basically hung her.
Right.
She died, and her name was Sheila.
I don't like that.
And the little boy who moved in was just out in the backyard knocking around. It's like, oh, you want to play with me? And they, and he and the dead kid became friends.
The ghost?
Yeah.
That's like, you would remove the tether ball.
Yeah.
I think like, they're pretty much gone everywhere now because it was. Because in schools, it was a chain.
Yeah, that was real dangerous.
It's like, it's it was like the Passion of the Christ kind of like horrifying. It was like the war. It's like, this is going to hurt you one way or the other. We're going to make sure you're dead from tetherball. But like, that's, how do you explain? The kid would have
to go in and
research who died at this address on... Mm-hmm. He'd have no way of knowing the name of the little girl.
Why wasn't that disclosed before they bought that? That's what I want to know. I'm going to get into the paperwork.
If you're going to do this on every one of them, you're going to be excused.
We're going to kick you out of the studio.
All right. So if you've got a good ghost story, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Tiak is back in the room after getting us some phone calls. Mm-hmm. Are you a believer yet?
I barely made it in here. The hallway, a little haunted.
Okay. Little,
some creaks. I don't know.
Eric.
Yay.
Ghost stories. So, what do you got?
Yeah. So you don't know me, but if you did, I don't believe in this sort of thing normally. Okay. My wife's all about it. She wants to go in graveyards and go ghost hunting with Teslas, you know.
It does work. Yeah. I swear to God, it works. It's wild.
It's she's all about trying to do it. So anyway, we have cameras, like, you know, outside of our house and inside of our house. She got a notification when we were both gone that there was a human alert, like, that walked into the front door.
Yep.
She checked the camera. The light turned on. Then turn back off. I wasn't home. She wasn't home. No one was home. I get if the lights are on and, you know, they flicker or something, but the light was actually off and you can hear it click on, click off on the camera. With a human alert, it was, I saw it. I'm like, I became a believer. I'm like, what the heck?
But you couldn't on the camera see the silhouette, but the camera recognized it.
It said a human alert. And the light turned on in the our laundry room, and then it shut back off. And there was a person.
I had a friend of show, exact same thing. They had cameras. They were afraid of a break-in in one of their window wells, and they put the thing. It was like, person backyard, and they were like, nothing.
Yeah.
But there was, on their camera, there was a shadow.
Yeah. I've gotten the person alert before, and you go out and there's no one there, and there's been a bug crawling on the little camera. I swear. And you're like, you can't see. You're like, no one's, and then,
Eric. Don't let him ruin this for you.
Thank you, Eric. We appreciate
the
call.
Maybe exterminator.
At least three of us appreciated your call. Casey?
Yay.
Ghost stories, what do you got?
So the house that I grew up in, I lived upstairs. My bedroom was upstairs. And so many things would happen. You'd hear footsteps coming up and down the stairs and just lots of things. There was an attic up there and you'd hear knocking on the doors.
Okay.
But the one thing, and it happened quite a few times, I was sleeping, and all of a sudden, I was woken up, something grabbed my hand and dragged me out of my bed.
No.
On the floor, it was, and you know, it was dark, so I thought, you know, maybe it was my sister, but the first time it happened, I thought it was my sister, so I ran downstairs. She was asleep in her bed.
That's what I'm saying.
And it happened five or six times.
Five or six times?
And you just go back to bed.
That's why I don't believe it. Someone drags me out of bed, I'm never going back in the house. I'm not letting it happen five more times.
But you have no explanation. As a kid, you have no option.
You don't have an option.
Did you tell your parents about it?
My sister had experienced stuff too. And we told our mom and dad, but they never...
Your parents, you know who your parents are? They're you. T-Hack. They're like, what? You're making
they
it
are.
Up.
They are T-Hack.
Yes.
Logical.
Lame.
Mature. That's what you want.
Idiot.
Low creativity.
Unseeing. Yeah. Thank you. All right. But you're okay and nobody got killed.
Oh, yeah. Totally fine.
Yeah. Totally. Thank you, Casey.
Just traumatized for forever.
Brandy?
Yay.
Yay.
Ghost stories. What do you got?
So my daughter was about 3 years old and we were driving down the road and we were driving by a huge cemetery. And she goes, Mom, what are all those people doing over there in that field? And it was completely empty. There was nobody in the field, in the cemetery.
And she's not old enough to be playing a prank on you.
No. She honestly wanted to know. And then there was like a few things after that. She like would talk to like my...
Did we lose you? Talk to someone.
I'm going to say this.
They heard her talking about
it. I firmly believe that we can all see it when we're little.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
And then you get afraid to say you see it because of people like T-Hack.
Right.
Because they go, you don't see that. And you're like, oh, I guess, okay. I guess I don't. And we all convince ourselves we don't until we don't.
And then it's closed off. And yes. Like,
yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you saw ghosts when you were a kid?
I don't remember. I've blocked it out. But like, who has imaginary friends? Little kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then you outgrow them or people make you feel like crap for having them. And then that's when Bing Bong dies.
Oh,
you're the one who kills Bing Bong.
How dare you bring that up?
I'm bringing it up because T-Hack is the reason Bing Bong is dead.
They were probably holding awake. They were in a moving car as they passed by. It's really elementary stuff.
Yeah. Steph?
Yay.
Yay.
Ghost stories. What do you got?
Yeah, so when I was in high school, I did a sleepover with like five other girls at a friend's house. Their parents went out on like a date or something. They were going to be out most of the night. And they have like the four-level house where all the rooms are like on the top floor. And then there's like a basement. And we were all hanging out in her room and we heard someone go, hello, hello, can you hear me? And one of the younger girls thought that my friend's older sister was like, got to the house or something. So she started like calling for her older sister and we were like, what are you doing? And she's like, well, I hear someone. And we all like stopped to listen and we could hear, hello, can you hear me? Hello, coming from the basement. And so we like went and kind of looked around the house and there was no one in the house. There were no like toys going off, nothing. And we just kept hearing, hello, can you hear me? Coming from the basement. And so we freaked out and ran upstairs, locked ourselves in her parents' room. And then we started seeing shadows like walking past the door, like someone was outside the door.
No, I would have called 911.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, we ended up calling her parents because we were like, are you here? Like, is someone messing with us?
Are you like pranking us?
And they're like, no, like we won't be home for another few hours. Like, what's going on? And they just thought we were being ridiculous. But
again, yeah, the parents just don't believe you.
No, they don't. Never. Never.
Okay. I don't.
And T-Hack just thinks it's funny.
Well, it sounds like the older sister had a friend. It was kind of a double team prank. And that was the friend leaving afterwards. Those were the footsteps you saw.
This is not the first. Like, I used to be visited by the Hat Man. Stuff like that. Like, this isn't the first time something like this happened. So,
Hat Man?
That's so scary.
You had us tell Hat Man.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Sorry, I just had to hit it right away.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news or no.
That was the best one we've ever done.
I think so. We've never even had a lesson.
For real, I'm not kidding you guys. That was the best one we've
never
done.
Practiced. Never.
I think it's because I just jumped right in, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or okay.
I liked you hitting the air horn yesterday, though. Not to bring that up again. But
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Yo, the latest
update.
Yo,
Jesse.
In
the Louvre heist.
Oh, let's hear it.
Oh my, I am so
the video of them coming down.
There's a video of them coming down.
Gosh, yes, and you know, like how typically in like elderly houses. On the staircase, they have the very slow stairs.
Yeah.
That's what they took down.
Wait. So I thought they came back down the same ladder
with the little cart.
The ladder has a cart on it.
Why would they take the cart?
I don't know. So it literally was like a 7-minute thing. 1 minute was actually burglarizing. 6 was coming back down in the ramp.
And you can hear, like, the French authorities are aware.
Yes.
Like, so there's alarms going off and they're just riding the thing down and they're both like kind of like looking over the side going, come on.
Why wouldn't they take the stairs?
I don't know that it's a ladder.
Or
I
think they might have gone up that way. It is a ladder because the German company who made the ladder now has a phenomenal advertisement that's like, great if you're trying to be quiet. They went
so did they take that up as well or did they go up the ladder and then have that thing trail them? Here's what I'm thinking. If it's a ladder and the weird little old person thing, I think in their brains, they're like, we're going to be so high on adrenaline.
We're going to trip and fall.
And we're going to fall to our death. And like, we just need to come down.
The jewels had to be heavy, right?
Not heavy.
Yeah.
Because it's just like a crown. Is it true that they found the crown?
Yeah. They found the crown the day of. Because not the tiara, the crown.
It fell. It was broken.
Yeah, but it can be restored.
It can.
Yeah.
So they dropped one of the things, so they didn't, their duffel wasn't fully
zipped.
Where
did they find it? You know, was it
just
still
on the streets?
Oh, on the street, okay.
Yeah.
So they got out with it and dropped it after that.
After they got on the pedestrian scooters.
It is literally like the commercial she's describing where it's like, if you still want to go up and downstairs and there's just an old person like, slow going up or down the stairs. Yeah, and they're both like the dogs that need to get somewhere. They're like looking over the edge, like going, I gotta go. God, they're coming.
It's like, how is there not better security at the Louvre that would go, and jump out after them?
And that's 100%. There has been a bunch of meetings recently with security at the Louvre because they're like, we're understaffed. We are not secure.
No kidding.
That's why they kind of.
Dude, there's
think,
not cameras everywhere.
So you think someone inside.
Maybe.
Was in those meetings going, they're understaffed, they're not secure, let's do this.
There was also another heist at a smaller museum just a couple days ago as well, after the Louvre.
In Paris?
Yeah.
The memes that are coming out, everybody knows, they're so great. Like, this one girl is like, I have a camera to watch my dog lick himself. Like,
yeah.
Why does the Louvre not have cameras on every square inch of the most precious artifacts on Earth? There's like 70% of the Louvre is not under camera watch.
What?
Yeah.
It's wild. And then there's like security guard like memes where it's like, hey, you putting something in the non-recycle bin? Or like, they're like, oh yeah, go ahead and take your jewels. Like they're not, it's the worst.
I can't wait for the film about this.
It's going to be.
The Netflix documentary. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. Be so
good. Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening.
Very exciting news for any Coca-Cola fans.
Yeah.
I actually don't know if you like this one.
Do you like the Coca-Cola?
The Coca-Cola.
You just
I get
seem
it from
like
the Walmart.
You seem like a do guy only. I thought you were just like a do dude.
No, I'm a soda guy.
Mm. So anything?
Through and through. Yeah.
Do you occasionally get the Fanta?
Oh yeah, I love Fanta. Orange Fanta, grape Fanta is really good.
But it's do you
Fanta.
Like Diet Coke?
No.
Yeah,
I don't do
see
Diet
that's
Coke.
Where I'm losing you because Coca-Cola is bringing back one of these flavors permanently, and it's the Diet Cherry Coke.
Yes!
I'm stoked. I love a cherry Coke.
I saw a Diet Coke Lime in one of the little things.
Yes. So that was like part of the, there was like Twisted Mango, Diet Coke, Feisty Cherry.
Feisty Cherry?
Ginger Lime and Zesty Blood Orange. Huh. And I think they're just bringing back the Diet Cherry Coke permanently.
The classic cherry.
It's going to be early 2026.
Nice.
You drink soda?
Yeah.
I've never, the amount of water you drink on the daily is
off-putting. I drink a lot of fluids, but I don't drink soda every day.
It's a treat.
Yeah.
I like never drink it, so.
Good for you.
Interesting.
Wow.
This has got Maker's Mark in it.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
More news out of France.
Ew.
As the French National Postal Service has released 600,000 stamps that celebrates the emblem of French gastronomy. It's the croissant.
Oh.
The stamps aren't ones you'll lick and stick. They smell like a butter croissant. So if anyone has any mail coming from France, maybe a stolen crown, perhaps, coming over, and it smells like croissants, pretty cool.
Wait, but you don't lick and stick them?
You do do that, but it also, you don't just do that. Oh. It also smells.
Wait, also, you don't lick stamps.
Yeah, no, they're peeling.
They're
it.
Sticky.
Well, I don't know how they do it in France.
Maybe they're a little scratch and stiff.
They're a little behind on people, it seems.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This is the first time in my recollection that I've looked around at the faces in the Slacker Show studio and known that everyone has a story. I'm so proud of Eric and Aaron.
Do you have one, D-Hack?
For knowing- He's always got stories on Tuesday. He's always ready.
I was going to say, yesterday you were like, tomorrow's Friday.
Well, I did say
I
it,
still
but you
forgot till you I sat down in this chair.
It is Feel Good Friday. It's when we take a few minutes out of our day to not be negative.
Erica doesn't just forget it's Feel Good Friday. She forgets it's Friday right. as a whole. She doesn't just forget the same.
Correct. I forget it any day of the week.
Yeah, she's just stumbling through life.
Yep.
Who would like to go first on Feel Good Friday?
I can go.
Okay.
Hey, you know, weddings are always feel good, right? Yeah. They're just a beautiful thing.
Eventually, they're not great, but
okay. Yeah. Well, it's particularly feel good when the couple met because the woman essentially saved the guy's.
You are stealing my story. It's fine. Is this in England?
I don't know where it is.
It is. It's
5 years ago.
Yep.
Kirstie Southern was leaving a swimming class. Yeah. No idea if she was learning to swim or was teaching.
This is my story.
Yep. And she saw a car flatten a man's leg.
Oh,
and the victim was banging on the driver's side door. No idea how this happened. Asking the car to move. He was trapped under the car. She ran over, didn't know what to do, was just comforting him until like for 40 minutes till emergency services arrived.
Oh, goodness.
She's watching the man bleed out under a car.
Right. Nice. Pretty much. Yeah. Well, Slacker, we can just tag team this, right?
No, I'm very upset.
He's stuck under the wheel. The person in the car?
I have no idea.
I think there is a thing where... Does anybody remember the M. Night Shyamalan movie Signs, where like his wife is trapped between like two trucks and
yes.
the cops call him to come and they're like, "What?" He's like, "Why didn't you back the trucks away?" And like, they're the only thing holding her together right now.
Oh,
as soon as we back the cars up,
this is very crazy.
She's dead. So they probably sometimes it's like, don't get the car off of this guy just in case. Like, let's let paramedics figure out if we're going to do more damage if we take the car off.
Right. So she does remember, despite the circumstances of him maybe losing a leg, that she remembered thinking how attractive he was.
That's
and even
the wild
checked
part.
If he was wearing a wedding ring. He was not.
She noticed the car on him?
Yeah, she noticed the car.
Wipe that blood off your hand. You got a ring on her
wounded, you know? Yeah. Okay.
But then she stalked him on Facebook after because she knew his name. And then they began chatting on social media. It doesn't really say how they got from her stalking. Like, she says she didn't message him, but then suddenly they began chatting on social media. And 5 years later, they are married. Come on.
Wow.
You nearly die and you meet your wife.
Yeah, it's unfair.
I have an idea for you, Slacker.
Okay, I'm going to be standing at the intersection. All right. Well, I got a story out of England. This guy gets hit by a car, ends up getting a wife.
You don't have anything else?
I do have other stories, but I'd rather give other people a chance in case theirs are better or in case they're stealing my other ones.
I have a story kind of out of Hollywood.
Okay.
Hollywood.
And I don't know. Some people are probably going to think it's whatever. Jeremy Allen White, actor of The Bear and Shameless.
Oh, boy.
Finally graduated high school at 34 years old.
Aww. What? He had never graduated high school?
He said, I had a hard time paying attention in high school. I would just leave at lunch and I would never come back. I wasn't a good student because I didn't go to school enough. And so I didn't get all of my credits and I never graduated. So as of last night, this was posted a couple days ago, at 34 years old, I graduated high school.
Oh, I like that.
Wow.
So if you want to graduate high school, nothing is stopping you.
Get back there.
Yeah. Isn't he doing the Bruce Springsteen?
He is the Bruce Springsteen guy.
He was probably like filming movie and like doing high school classes. That's sweet.
Okay. That is a good story.
My story, it's feel good, so I'm not going to comment. He can finally be successful. I have a story.
That's what I was thinking. I understand.
The irony of it is not lost, but thanks it's for being a D-bag still. About it, hack.
My story is out of LA. It's really quick. Drew Scanlon is this guy's name. You may know him as the blinking meme guy. You know the blonde guy? Like makes a thing.
Yeah.
He doesn't really do much with his fame. Nobody really knows who he is or anything, but he is very close with the National Multiple
Sclerosis.
Thank you. Society. And he participates in the annual bike ride every year. It's like 120 miles from San Francisco or to Napa. And every year, all he does, he has a website called blinkingguy.com.
Oh, my gosh.
And just like once a year, he goes on that website and posts the link to that charity. And so far, he's raised over $300,000
for MS
by being a meme.
By blink. That is.
That's the guy using his power correctly.
Yeah. I think he was ranked as like the 7th best meme of all time. Somebody ranked him as that.
I get that meme at least once a month.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
To know it's a good guy behind the meme too is pretty cool.
And you know what? I've seen pictures of him. He doesn't really look like that guy.
No, not at all.
Like just
not
in anymore. That moment captured him in a very strange face.
Mm-hmm.
Like his face doesn't always look like the weird little.
Right.
Okay, yeah. I have one that no one stole, so I'm going to do my quick one. And you guys aren't going to like it. I just want you to know. A 9-year-old boy in Yuma, Arizona was riding his prize skateboard around a park when he noticed a bunch of other kids playing at the skate park tossing a kitten.
Like throwing it at each other?
Throwing the kitten back and forth brutally. He went up to the kids, begged them to stop. They said no. He offered them his prize skateboard, and they gave it to him.
They gave him the kitten?
Yes. Took the kitten named Peaches. It needed an eye removed and lots of therapy, but the kitten's alive, and the family of the skateboard kid has adopted it, and he is 2025's ASPCA Kid of the Year.
Wow.
And I imagine Tony Hawk or somebody is on their
way. Oh, yeah, with another skateboard. Yeah. And the other kids are going to prison.
I would.
I hope so.
Well, since he gave his board away, he had to ride the cat home. That's the bad part.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit Belco.org today.
Insured by NCUA.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
We are calling an audible on the show. This is weird. We want to hear if you have any stories about your teeth. Okay, now I want to explain a little backstory. Normally, we know what we're going to do. Oh, let's do like jokes right now. Let's just do a fun thing or whatever. Yeah. And then off air, Tiak is telling a story that his son Leo has courageously lost
his first tooth.
Aww, you know? Which tooth was it?
It's the bottom front.
Those ones, the kind of first in, first out, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm, yep. The new one's already coming in.
Oh, wow.
That's great. Yeah. Pulled it out himself.
It's an amazing thing.
Very proud. Yeah.
So he's trying to talk to us about the whole experience and the tooth fairy coming and the whole thing. And just, I'm relaying some of the stories of my kids losing teeth or whatever. And then Erica begins this slow descent into psychosis.
Yeah.
Of like, can we talk about teeth? We should do tooth stories. Like, I have so many tooth stories. And we're like, would it? Who? She's like, everyone has a tooth story.
Everyone has a tooth story.
Yeah.
Thank I don't you, even, Aaron. Do I have a tooth story? What do you mean by a tooth story?
Some sort of story.
Half of one of my front teeth is fake.
See? How did it happen?
I tripped on my brother at my grandpa's wedding and went face first into the gymnasium floor.
Not at a wedding.
I got up, hands under my chin, just pools of blood. Had to run
and
to
your
the
tooth
sink.
Was just half of it's gone.
Oh, it's gone. Yeah.
Why did they pull the whole thing and
my
put a whole
legs
fake
shiver?
Tooth? What?
Don't you get like heebie-jeebies thinking about
the front tooth too?
Yeah.
Idea of something bad, like you could shoot me with a gun before, like you just make me put my teeth on a brick or something. Like just anything with the idea of, and she's describing like the worst, like falling.
Yeah, like, that's bad.
I want to break my arm. I don't want to hit my teeth.
You couldn't stay for the rest of the wedding, could you?
I think I did.
Yeah.
I remember, so my grandpa was like chief of staff at like St. Joseph, like big, big doctor, a lot of doctor friends. And I remember being so upset. So I was like, he didn't check on me.
Oh my gosh.
I knew it was for attention. I knew all of it was for attention.
It's Aaron. She's like, whoops. Of course she did it. She's like, which tooth don't I care about? This one. Okay, so far, Erica's theory, everyone has a tooth fairy, is 25%. What'd I say?
Tooth fairy.
Oh, tooth
story. Everyone does have a,
Okay. So far, it's 25% right in the room.
Oh, I've got a few.
Well, we know you do. Do you want to do one?
I really do. So my mom owned a preschool when I was growing up. So I went to preschool there, which meant I got a lot of benefits that other kids didn't get. She would bring me back a Diet Coke. Actually, I don't think, maybe a juice. I didn't drink Diet Coke.
She got me some black tar heroin.
She would like run out and like have a sandwich for me in the office, whatever. And I believe it was there. She used to drink mineral water in the like glass thing.
Yeah,
so
I,
for some reason, I think most of the kids were gone and I take her mineral water and I'm walking around the playground outside. Somehow, gosh, I really hope I'm getting the story right, but I trip and I go, dung, and knock my two front baby teeth
on
this glass bottle. The problem is, no one could find them. My mom said she was looking all over like, oh my gosh, her teeth are gone. So they must have fallen out.
You swallowed them.
No.
Oh.
They're in the bottle.
No. My baby teeth
got
hit
wedged.
That bottle. It went straight back up.
What?
Shut your mouth. You do have good tooth stories. That is disgusting.
And luckily,
rammed them into your own gums.
And so they just went, boom, they disappeared. So luckily,
like
we had
we're starting over.
Really what are we talking about?
Was our dentist. And my mom called him right away and was like, we don't know what's going on. And he's like, they'll grow back. They eventually grew back in and then wiggled, fell out, and my adult teeth came in. Isn't that nuts? Thank you.
I want you to feel the most vindicated you've ever felt.
Right, okay.
Because
I was giggling.
Because you set the bar really high, and I'm like, she is going to fail so hard. I have never heard of somebody going, nope, do over. Bam! What?
Yeah, now that I'm saying this, I'm like, oh my God, I don't think my fiance knows this story about me. And I feel like it really sums me up.
But it didn't mess up your adult teeth. It didn't rearrange. It just...
No.
What?
Okay.
And you just didn't even have to go to the dentist.
He just said,
he's like,
nah, he might have come over to check on him. Like he came to the house, I think, but he was like, you're fine.
It's not a roller shade, you guys. Yeah. It doesn't retract.
No.
And come back and retract.
I know.
Their teeth, they come in, they fall out, new ones come in.
One way.
One way. This way. In, out.
Think.
Okay. if you have a good, if you have... The bar is so high right now. I don't even know why you would try. But if you've got a tooth story, we want to hear it. That's 303-222-5423. You can call or text. I
Do the boys have tooth stories?
Remembered one because of the bottle.
Okay.
See? Oh. Okay, hold on. We're at 50%. Mm-hmm. Now maybe 75.
There was a guy. His name is Jesse. Jesse, if you're still in town, he used to own a bunch of clubs in this town. Jesse, I love you, and I want you to know I'm so sorry.
What did you do?
If you guys know me, I talk with my hands a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he owned one of the bars after the Gold Rush or Ninth Door or something on Broadway. He owned a bunch of clubs. And he's talking to me, and I'm telling a story to somebody else, but he's on the side.
Oh, no.
And I am like, ugh! Mm-hmm. And he takes a sip of his Corona, and I launched that Corona so hard and broke both of his front teeth.
Oh, no.
Not in half, but I took at least a quarter off of each
sliver,
one.
Yeah.
Just like, tink, tink. Just,
all because you wouldn't shut up.
It's not that I won't shut up. It's that I wouldn't stop talking with my hands.
Oh, no.
And then I don't know if owning all the clubs didn't have him good dental care or whatever. So then he had to go in, and they didn't do what they did to you, Aaron. Mm-hmm. They just
pulled up,
ground off the other side of his teeth. So then he just had two short front teeth.
No.
Yeah, they just made him shorter. They just did.
You owe him some teeth.
Jesse, I am so sorry. I haven't thought about that until you said the bottle and the teeth. I'm like, oh my God, I broke a guy's teeth.
You owe him teeth.
Like, arms.
Yeah. Like, you don't use these very often, do you? We just make them little.
I did it on purpose.
No, I just, why wouldn't they fix? Why would they go with little teeth?
Yeah. I think it was just like, it happened to me too. I took one of these teeth on a bottle. My teeth used to be long and more square. And then it was just like, and they just ground them both off. And my wife, at the time I walked in, she's like, you look radically different. I don't even like your teeth. I was like, well, what do you want me to do? You can't put a little filling when it's just part of, because on your front teeth.
I have them on the back of my front teeth.
But sometimes it looks grayer. It's hard to match it.
It's better now.
Get them redone.
Is it? Now you just get a veneer or something over it.
Well,
you kind of
bunny
teeth.
You could.
Or whatever.
I can't believe you owe that man teeth.
I don't owe him anything. He owns the club. He's fine.
I want to point out, you have two teeth stories. We're now over 100%.
No, because he hasn't done any. Do you have one?
We don't
have time for it, but okay. Do you have one?
I think I have one, yeah. I mean, my teeth, it's not my teeth. My teeth are
pretty
good.
No, mine wasn't my teeth either.
Yeah.
So, all right, so we're going to hear yours.
Okay.
But you can't get anything for it.
Okay.
But
well, I'm not stepping close to you.
If you have a tooth story, this is your chance to tell it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we're doing Erica's new favorite topic.
Yeah.
I've never been more impressed with her in my life. We're doing tooth stories, and if you missed it, she somehow launched her two front baby teeth back up into her gums. And then they grew back.
Yeah,
and then I lost them and my adult teeth came in.
Just a redo on the teeth, you know.
Let's try that again. They were pretty straight.
Are we not
too,
impressed?
Gross.
Very.
Is this not
straight? Are you not
too
entertained?
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't need like crazy braces. I mean, I had braces, but nothing crazy with the front teeth.
All right. Let's get straight into these here. Lauren.
Hi. Yay.
Teeth.
Hi, mine is kind of like a cute, happy teeth story. So when I was a kid, me and my dad went to Eliotris, and we were on the Mind Eraser, the blue and red.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good one.
And at the end of it, it like jolts you forward. Yep. And the last baby tooth I had left was my front tooth. So my head bangs on the little rubber piece, and I have the tooth in my hand. I just look over at my dad and smile with the blood rushing out of my mouth and my tooth in my hand.
Because were you
cute.
One of those kids who was like rough to get the teeth out?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you just let the mind eraser do it. Your dad's a genius.
Yeah. Yep.
Just going to let her slam her face on the thing.
Yep. It's like, we're not telling mom.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that is beautiful. Thank you. As long as it's a baby tooth.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
Breaking a regular tooth
weird
is
weird that was the last baby tooth, though.
I know. One of the front ones.
Your molars.
Yeah.
I think she doesn't remember the molars.
Maybe.
Diane?
Yay.
Tooth or teeth. What's your story?
I was probably in eighth grade, and I was playing league softball at the time. Had braces, was warming up before game, walking away from the girl. She called my name after she threw the ball, got hit square in the mouth with it.
With the braces, I can already feel the bleeding.
The braces are holding your teeth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Had I not had the braces, my two top front teeth would have been knocked out and I probably would have swallowed them.
Oh.
So what'd they have to do? So are they gone?
Well, I had to ride my bike home, which was probably about a mile or so because nobody can pick me up.
Parents?
I just can't.
Well, my parents were divorced. My dad was working third shift, so he was at work. I couldn't get anybody to take me anywhere.
Okay.
Finally, my dad came home, took me to ER. They couldn't do anything for me. Yeah. Called the orthodontist, went to the orthodontist. No Novocaine, no nothing. Big old pair of pliers, yanking my front teeth back up to the wire.
So they just put them back?
They pulled them up. They were up against the roof of my mouth. They were still there.
Oh. Okay. I thought they were just dangling on the brackets.
As someone who suggested this topic, I think I might be okay. Whoa.
Because they would. They just bent back because it was like a garage door. I'm holding them there. So it was like, they just shoved it. Okay, thanks, Diane. Thank you. There's a bunch more calls,
okay.
But I'm going to need you to select them because I don't have a lot more left in me. Because this
the
is
the gory ones here. Move them up.
I have gut-wrenching amounts of anxiety right now.
I was just picturing
now.
Them dangling on the bracket.
So was I.
They just went.
Just like,
this topic's weird because she gives us all the ingredients. We all know what's coming. It's like a softball. We're like, oh no, braces.
And the braces.
Just got to keep going.
Jen.
Yay.
Teeth.
Okay, so in like fourth grade, we're playing tag or something, and two kids are running as fast as they can, and this one girl was so tall, and the little boy was shorter, and they ran into each other, and her two front teeth like went into his head.
Into his head?
Into his head. I've seen this exact same thing.
This happened to me.
Yes.
I ran into a kid and he like kind of bit my head. I didn't realize so later my head was bleeding and I had to leave school and go.
You had the two puncture wounds from his little rabbit teeth.
Exactly.
Oh
no. This one, like the two front teeth fully into his head. Like he had to get staples in his head.
Were the teeth still in her mouth?
This whole time I've been on hold, I've been trying to remember if like her teeth came out or not. I don't.
This is the single best topic we have ever done.
I don't do it again.
I don't want to do it anymore.
All the calls coming in.
I understand. Just because there's a lot of people doesn't mean we want to keep hearing.
So many text messages as well.
This is... Okay, thank you.
It's like one of those things like you can't stop looking, but you know you don't really
want to. Yes!
No, yeah. I think people right now are veering off the highway, holding their mouths. I have touched my face more times since we've been talking about this. Nicole?
Yes, yay.
Yay. Teeth.
So my son was 4. My husband and him were at the park, and he lost his first tooth by a teeter-totter because my husband forgot to let him down on it.
Oh, no. Mm. So he just got off and your kid went, what?
He was up.
Yeah. The teeter-totter hit him in the bottom mouth, lost his first tooth, had to meet him at Children's Hospital, and he got 4 stitches.
The word forgot is doing a lot of work for your husband there. Yeah. I think it was
I know.
Sounds like a joke gone wrong.
Ruth?
Yay.
Teeth.
Okay. Yeah, about 10 years ago, I'm getting a root canal, and all of a sudden, everybody gets really quiet. Uh-huh. And I'm like, what's happening? And they're like, the drill broke in your root. Oops. So I'm like, that's sad. So they had to stop everything, send me to a specialist, da-da-da-da. Fast forward, just last month, I'm getting another root canal. Guess what happened?
No!
Titanium teeth?
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
The diary is over, but somebody sent in some fan fiction, and it is sustaining us for a little bit while we find the next thing.
Yeah, shout out Lynn.
We're a couple days into her imagined version of the writer's life. She went back and I got it all wrong the other day, but like went back and she's talked to both of the boys, Jake and Mike.
Right. I forgot how badly you got it wrong yesterday.
I was like, she proposed to both of them. Yeah. I kind of juxtaposed the real diary and the fan fiction into one thing. I forget what happened yesterday, if I'm being honest. I know there was 2 shorter readings.
We read 2. That's correct. She's been running. She was like, I miss Jake. Can't stop thinking
about
Mike.
She said that she talked to... her mom too, basically, right?
Yeah.
That was the one before.
That was the one before? Yeah. Okay.
She was talking about how like Mike is so good for her, but she always kept picking fights and obviously cheated on him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the other one was that she
she chose ended
things with Jake.
Yeah.
Did she end it? I forget. Did she end it or did he, was he just like,
she told him she wanted to be friends.
That's right. That's right. She friend zoned Jake.
And
okay.
She said, I didn't think I could be with someone who told me who I could be friends with, which I don't know that I agree with her on that one, but
yeah,
I think it would be very strange for me to be dating someone seriously and then really good friends with someone else I most recently dated.
Yeah.
And proposed to.
Yeah.
And slept with even after we broke up quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Like when alcohol gets involved with her and Mike.
And I don't know anyone that would be comfortable with that.
Totally. That's why I'm kind of annoyed with her, but whatever.
Okay.
When are we not?
Okay. So what's the date? Are we fast forwarding another month?
Nope. December 27th.
Okay. This person picks even the right dates because
I know,
mm-hmm. but like right after Christmas.
Yeah, she wouldn't write on Christmas.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She'd write the day after and be like, "What a crap show that was."
We've also not gotten any additional emails from Lynn, so I'm like, Lynn.
Oh my god, has she disappeared like the writer?
I know. Like, do you know that we're reading these?
Lynn, if you are listening, please
just shoot us a little email, like,
or love text it. Us 303-222-5423. Hey, it's Lynn. Thank you. Like,
yeah. Okay, you want me to read?
Go.
December 27th. I decided. Mike and I spent the last 2 days together. I told him I wanted to be with him, but needed to go slowly. Well, we didn't go slowly, but I said I wasn't ready to move back in yet. He said he wants to go to therapy with me so we don't screw this up again. This feels right because Mike always let me be myself with him, even if I was crazy or picked a fight sometimes. He forgives me and knows he pushed too much.
Okay, there's gonna be another. We're not stopping on one, like, because all rules are off, right?
Mm-hmm. I think all rules are off.
I guess her mom knew best.
Don't do that.
I hate that.
Because moms only get a bird's eye view of things, and
but
like,
she was right. She's herself.
This hasn't bore out to be correct.
Yeah, but she needed to figure it out on her own.
Yeah,
man. You can't say, because your mom, like, I don't want to drag your actual personal life into it, but your mom might look at AHAC and go, there's a couple things, because she got your perspective on it. Like, if you and AHAC got in a fight, you'd be like, she was so mean about my shoes. And then she's like, that B, she doesn't support her, whatever. And it's like, she's only got like one side of her. Like, her mom doesn't know anything about anything.
Okay. It just seems very, very typical.
No, because her mom called Mike, remember?
I know, but she still doesn't know.
We don't think she knows about the cheating.
I feel like she couldn't.
I don't know.
It's just very typical. It's like, you don't know. And then you go and do exactly what she told you to do.
I know. You like, are right. And as like, a parent, I want my kids to eventually come to me and go, damn, you were right about everything.
Yeah.
But I just don't like it when you say it.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
You want to do another?
The same thing.
Okay, yeah. Is it long? Sure. Is it short?
No, I mean...
Okay, so...
So this one's not super long, but then the next one's super short. So I'm just warning you.
No, then we'll just plan on the next one probably being two again. We can't do three in a day, you guys.
No, I know.
There has to be some sort of law.
I'm just warning you.
Okay, well, stop reading ahead.
I'm just looking. I'm not reading it at all. I'm looking.
I do just want to point out, and we've said this since we started the fan fiction version of the diary, having it typed makes Erica seem so much more lucid
and intelligent.
Yeah,
it's awesome. I've still gotten some words wrong.
Yeah, okay. When she died.
You really want to do this?
Yes, one more.
January 2nd, so it's a few days later. Mike told my therapist he wanted to make things easier for me. He talked about 9/11 and how that made him realize what's important. He said he knows he wants to spend his life with me, but maybe that made him move too fast. We decided together that I would ask for space or time when I get scared, and he would ask me if I needed some time to think when he sees me start to get crazy.
Does anyone else have a weird feeling about, it keeps referencing like, Mike knows he went too fast. Mike knows he pushed me. And you're like, you cheated on him.
Yeah.
Period.
It seems like the accountability is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's suddenly taking all the blame for the failure of the relationship. It's like, you forced me to sleep with that John dude or whatever.
John.
Like, because you were going so fast.
Yeah.
And that's not, I'm sorry.
Mike's just like obsessed with her. Like, I feel like he would do and say anything to be with her.
I don't. Do you guys want me to do what I'm about to do? Or like, I don't want to ruin this. This isn't what really happened to this girl.
I know.
We're creating the fan fiction. We're so invested. But like, what if it is what happened to the girl?
I know.
Like, well, damn it. We need to talk to the girl who wrote this. And then we also need to find the damn diary writer.
I know.
It drives me crazy. But it's 20 years ago.
Yeah.
She could be dead.
Hey.
I mean, who knows? Okay. There's another super short entry that we'll talk her into reading more coming up on Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I'm going to do the thing that everybody hates where I talk about getting married.
Woo!
Yeah.
I actually missed this.
Oh. I want to go on the record of saying, I've never hated it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks, guys.
I like marriage. I've done it a lot.
I'm actually down to do it again.
Welcome in. Divorce is fun, too, by the way.
No. You are actually a good person to ask about this, although I highly doubt that you did this. I am obviously preparing. We're kind of like, it's kind of getting close now to the wedding next summer. And
that's the time is going to go by real quick.
The holidays and the you get busy and then it's cold. And
but is everything planned?
No.
Then what are you doing here?
She's supposed to find the room.
I spent hours this morning creating like a little Canva board of bridesmaids dress options. It's been I've been very in wedding mode today. But what I am curious about is, Slacker, did you ever do dance lessons prior to a wedding?
I have been waiting for her to ask this question.
Why?
Because she's a nerd dancer.
At the ballroom dancing studio that I used to work at, there would constantly be couples, so much so that they have a special package that you buy for couples where you do lessons together. You learn how to dance in a bigger dress because it feels very different.
They put a little skirt on you?
They put a skirt on you. They can choreograph something if you want.
Okay.
Or just kind of teach you some basic stuff so
but
you can get
by. But this dance class you speak of.
It's a private lesson, too. It's not a
class. Yeah. It's not for the girl.
No.
It's for both. It truly is.
Erica is afraid to say, I don't want Dane to mess this up.
No, I...
Yes, it is.
Hold on. Hold on.
You just say it. Just say, I don't want him to embarrass me. All eyes will be on us.
He can embarrass me all he wants. You don't marry someone if you don't want them to embarrass you.
But at that moment, you want to be a princess and you want to... Yes, you do.
I do not want anything choreographed. That makes me feel more embarrassed than anything possibly could.
But you want him to...
I don't even know how to... like. Other than like a slow dance from prom, like you don't dance anymore.
I don't ever dance. So if I were to get married again and this were a requirement, I would have to go or I would have to tell her.
I will reach out to Colorado Dance Sport and see if we can all do lessons together.
Yeah.
I'm not going. Who am I going to dance
with? The instructors.
Or the instructor.
Ooh.
Okay, here we go.
Maybe you can wear the skirt.
Yeah, on Dancing with the Stars, sometimes I hook up, huh?
I don't.
Yeah,
that has happened, right?
Many marriages.
People, yeah.
From
yeah.
None of.
Yeah, there was a little.
Eric's wife.
Yes.
Was on the troupe. How did we
always end up back at?
Because everything is Dancing with the Stars with you two.
It's not though. Like, we're not even that big of fans.
I know, but you are enough, and I'm starting to cycle in, and it's driving me nuts.
Okay. Isn't Mark Ballas the best?
Oh, Okay, so.
But yeah, maybe it's because I've been watching more dance that I'm like, I feel like, and I do think that my fiance Dane would like a little bit of encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care.
Do you think he wants it or do you think, I'm asking Hackman.
No, but you've met him. He is like, he wants to do things right.
For sure.
He would like.
He's got a little bit of an engineer kind of mind.
Yeah.
Just to be prepared. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it kind of sounds like he was told that he should work on it a little better.
We could call him
better,
right now. And he would say that he was down.
Do you want to actually call him?
No.
Okay.
Because you know what? Like, I mean, kind
of. That was your chance to get his number.
Damn it all to hell. Yeah. Why don't you slide his number over here? I agree with you, but I want to know what you want. Like, what do you want to learn? The tango? Do you want to learn a waltz?
No, we learned a little bit of waltz when we were over in Vienna. It didn't go well because we were on a tiny dance floor with like 14 people.
You were probably also hammered.
Well, and you can't necessarily. No. We don't know what the dance song is. It depends
on
that.
Nor do I.
Okay.
Do you think it's going to be like Ed Sheeran or?
Definitely not.
Blum dum dum.
Yeah, that's the one. Da-da-da-dum. Get low.
I thought you were doing Law and Order. Dum, dum. Dum, 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 dum.
I just want to figure out how to move normally around a dance floor without feeling like too kicked.
Wait, so are you being vulnerable right now? Because
I'm a horrible dancer.
Yeah, I just assumed as a girl you're not. Yeah, but you, like when the right song, just now, like your arms go up on some of the songs we play on the radio station, like almost naturally, but your lower body's in a chair, so like you're worried about the lower half of you doesn't know what to do.
I have no idea. Maybe there's a twirl. There's maybe one twirl in there.
He's got to spin you around.
Neither of us know how to do that.
There you go.
Without looking like all elbows.
Do you want to learn how to country dance?
Like
I kind of want to learn how to country dance.
No.
Like the thing where you like let them out and then you can spin them around. I dated a girl who's
West
so
Coast
good.
West Coast swing.
Is that what you call it?
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to Grizzly Rose and a couple men took me out on the dance floor and they're like, they're trying so hard. And they're like, just follow me. And I'm like, I just stiffen up. I'm like, never let your arms go. Like you can't
your elbow,
let them.
Keep
yeah,
them
you have
in,
to keep them
yeah.
at a 90 or whatever. It was so terrible. I ended up just jumping on the guy and the Grizzly took a picture of it and it's on their Facebook page. It's just like me
That's
on top
cute.
Of a guy.
Okay.
Cause it's so awkward.
So I'd like to avoid that.
I guess what I was getting at, you like country music.
Yeah, I do.
And your man is like, he's like a beefy. I would like to watch him flip you around. Like, I think your first dance could be country. And then
it depends
he could
on the
do,
song.
And we're not going fast.
Yeah, but you could still do, you can do kind of slower flips and pull you around and then do a dip. And like pull you up and like do, there's some stuff.
Maybe a lift at the end. I don't know. That
yes.
might be getting a little too
like nobody puts baby in
us.
A corner.
No.
Yeah, you do that one.
No.
You
but
do
you're
the full
picking up dance.
Yes.
Oh, I got to get it back to
what
the gym.
What if you did Morgan Wallen Cover Me Up?
I'm not the biggest Morgan Wallen
for
fan.
The love. Can we,
sorry.
Can
I
we start
Niall
submitting?
I have a Niall Horan song in mind.
This Town?
No.
It's not Taylor?
No,
no,
I
can't.
You guys,
be.
As of right now, there's no Taylor in our wedding, and I don't know what to do about it. I know.
Do the one about the wedding where she comes in and says,
Romeo and Juliet.
What is
that
love story?
Is it love story where she comes in and says,
"Are we in 2011?"
There's that other one where she comes in.
That's true. Lover.
The one where she comes to the wedding and says,
"Speak now."
Speak now.
That'll be Slacker's cue.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. I need to talk to someone in the room.
Anyone in particular?
Yep. Oh. And I'm a little concerned about this person because there was behavior exhibited that I simply do not understand.
Oh no, Hack, what happened?
It was Hack. It was
Hack. Oh my God, if you're going to talk about what I think you're going to talk about, I might have to leave the room. Because he's got gears. You don't know Hack. Okay.
I'm just checking in on him as a friend.
I just want, I want you to, when you think of, just stream of consciousness, this is therapy, okay? I want you to say the first four things you think of when I say T-Hack. Just work.
I feel like I should leave.
Just go.
Kind.
Yep.
Funny.
Yep.
Shoes.
Shoes and DJ.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. That is what he projects to everyone until you poke the bear.
I'm
there it, you're about to poke a bear. I'm just letting you know.
Do you hate just, how much the three of us know what's going on and you don't?
I don't think she knows what's going on. I know what's going on because I saw it.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh. And then you were like, oh. And I'm like, don't do this.
Right.
I'm and I, do why this. Do you tell me you were going to do this?
I think
you
I
wait
did.
Till right now to do
sure
this.
I'm pretty sure I did tell you I was going to do this.
Yeah, but I thought you were kidding because you haven't done it. And now you're doing it.
Yeah.
We have to take a quick break.
No,
it sounds
no,
like there
no,
is a test
no,
I, of the emergency no. broadcast system.
Guesses?
I have not the faintest idea. No, I wore my sunglasses in a little bit today. Was that it?
Ding, ding, ding. So today.
There it is. Look. Where is the kind DJ? Where is the kind?
The bear's out.
Okay, I just want to talk about something. So,
okay.
So it's kind of sunny out. Sure. You come inside. You get out of your car, mm-hmm. get all your stuff. You walk in past the little downstairs lobby. Sunglasses are still on.
Mm-hmm.
You get into a pretty dark elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Sunglasses are still on. And then, ding, the door's open.
11.
All the way to 11.
Yeah.
Yep.
You've got to walk down a pretty long hallway. And at
look at his face.
Point,
Erica, he's no longer
no
fun. He's not
point.
Funny.
At
he's
no
not...
point he thought, oh. And put
I should
him
take
up on his
off.
Head.
I know. I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it.
I don't put them on my head because I have a large head.
You
stretches
wanna,
them
okay.
out. I have
stretches them out. It's the same size head here
no,
as
no,
it is
it
here.
Definitely. Because they
what
go,
are you talking
they go
about?
In a little, and if you put them up here, they go out.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Maybe
because
you
have a normal head. Yeah. You don't have a big head.
You're saying they bow out as I move them up.
Yes.
Especially
they do.
If you
I'm touching the sides of them. There's no bowing. It's not, dude, you're, okay. I'm
I have
sorry.
A big head. What are you,
so that, I understand
okay.
that.
Okay, okay, I also just, have hair and stuff that I'm trying not to, it's
okay,
like still
okay.
drying.
Just,
it's
can
setting.
Can I just do another demonstration?
Okay.
I'm walking in. Okay, wow. There we go. Oh,
mm-hmm.
look.
Yep.
I just
he
shoved
put
him
on his
shirt.
I would never stretch out my neck of my shirt like that.
Oh.
But okay. So there are.
Will you put him in the pockets of your flannel?
For what? I'm just gonna take them off and set them on my table in there.
Because it's pretty odd to walk for at least 3 minutes indoors with sunglasses.
But
on.
You're are you gonna stop there?
I don't know.
There's more.
What's the more?
But I don't want to be on.
Is
your
it
team.
About me?
No.
Oh.
Then he set his stuff down and logged into his computers before taking them off.
Yeah. I'm pretty like.
He was like, I'm just staring at him like, Ray Charles just got here. I don't. What are you?
I'm just trying to hurry.
But
trying
like,
to just go fast.
This is bizarre behavior.
He looked. He's got the blackish flannel with a mm-hmm. blackish shirt underneath, and he's got these real, like Minecraft. They're like
very
super
cool.
flat, pixelated mm-hmm. sunglasses. He looks badass.
And that was why I noticed it, because you made a comment about
I was like, what?
I think you said, who's that cool guy or something? And then I was alarmed.
Now the bear is a little more,
right.
more tame.
But
I like this.
Because you've executed the 47 maneuvers that Erica just talked about, walking past the beautiful woman downstairs at the diner, getting on an elevator with other people, walking through the lobby of our establishment another 100 feet and logging in. I'm like, are you in a frat? Like what? Like you're
that's
just
a good question.
It reads a little Johnny Cool.
No, I think it's a. Oh, thank you. It's a
that
little,
wasn't a compliment.
It's a little unnecessary to take them off and put them somewhere, knowing I'm just going to then take them like 80 seconds later, then move them again. I just keep them on. It's not that. It's
the
it's
reason
really
it
not
is
that big
necessary
deal.
Is to avoid confrontations like this.
No, but also it's just dark indoors if you're wearing sunglasses.
He, even when he's not wearing sunglasses, there's times where, like, you know, it gets start getting dark at like 4:30.
Sure.
And I'll go in there, lights are off, and it's just getting
he's
dark.
He's got a very
darker,
weird darkness. He forgets to turn lights
he
on.
He doesn't no. notice.
He doesn't.
You guys are just so into wasted movement. You're like, why don't you get up and turn the lights? Like, because I can, it's fine. I'm just sitting here.
I think
I gotta take my sunglasses, I gotta tuck
yes.
them in, I gotta get out, and I take them again. It's just, I just wear them in. Because you got to wear them from the car in. Otherwise, what are you wearing them for? Like, you can't take them off till you're in the building. And then it's just a quick elevator ride up to my room.
I take my sunglasses off typically as I'm getting out of the car.
Okay, now that is equally as stupid.
That's dumb. That's
beyond dumb.
I'm fixing my makeup on my nose where they were sitting.
Fix that in the elevator, princess. Like, you're doing it.
But then what? I'm walking into the elevator with them on?
No, you can still take them off. You take them off. I want
you
to.
Do you guys all bring in sunglasses?
Yes.
Yeah, I walk in every day with them on my head.
Yeah, so do I. I'm stretching them out with my big brain. But here's my thing. What are they called again? I forget.
Sunglasses.
Oh, when do we wear sunglasses, do we think, class? Let's ask elementary school kids. When would you wear sunglasses?
That's why I'm surprised you guys all bring them in. They stay in my car.
You wear them in the sun. So, Erica, keep wearing them until you hit the doors.
But I'm fixing my makeup.
T-Hack.
Yes.
Unless you want everybody to think you're a frat boy, take them off.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I don't know, as a guy who's been doing this job for a really long time, what the rules of the FCC are. On what I'm allowed to
talk
about.
You're supposed to know the most.
You should not be admitting that because we take a training every year.
We do?
Maybe that was at my old job.
FCC stuff.
Not us. We don't know how to spell Odyssey correctly. We don't get trained.
Well, see, I know, so I'm concerned.
Okay.
What do you mean?
I would like to give, just first things first, everybody listening, get your phones out, and I want you to enter in our phone number, 303-222-5423.
Should really just have it saved by now.
You should.
Yeah. Mm.
And then I want you to text in with your favorite drug. Now, here's why.
We might be starting to broach that line.
Right. As I've talked about, I'm kind of dabbling. I'm kind of sober curious.
What does that have to do with drugs?
Because I still want to get a little buzzed sometimes without poisoning my liver with alcohol. And a lot of people that I know are like, hey, you got to try this. This is the worst thing. We all know the Facebook algorithm just overhears everything you do. It's like, I've had friends go, you got to try this gummy. You got to try this beverage, whatever. Mm-hmm. My Facebook right now is just try Breeze sodas, try snoozy gummies, try mood gummies, try.
Okay, so you're not looking for a hard drug.
Sure, maybe not. I'm looking for
something a little legal.
I'm looking in Colorado, most things. I'm looking because can I just be honest? I have, especially over the week that I had off, I've tried a lot of this stuff.
Oh.
Nothing affects me even 1%. Like, I'm sitting here going, I haven't tried real mushrooms or anything, but Kana and different things like that.
Sure.
They're supposedly euphoric sort of, there's a company called Flow, I think, I don't remember the name of the company.
You might be talking to the wrong people about this.
I don't know. That's why I gave the phone number. Okay. I'm looking for people to text in with their stuff. Most
familiar.
Flow is a Kana gummy or whatever. And they're great. But nothing, and the Breeze drink that I just described. Hey guys, if you would love that, more power to you. It did nothing for me. They're like, one can, you'll feel great. Two cans, you're going to be three cans, you're going to be over the moon. I'm four cans in, and I'm like,
THC?
Some of them have a little THC. Some of them have the different lion's mane mushrooms, Kana mushrooms, different things in them. I'm asking for advice on what does anybody do? I'm also asking for this. What do you do when you don't drink? Though for fun... I'm not asking you, Erica, because you wouldn't know.
I haven't drank in
dance, and the last time it, we were literally at the bar the night before. So right.
But I'm not drinking for a 10-day stretch.
But then it's
I'm only on day three.
But then when you go out for dinner, don't
Well, I don't want to go out for dinner.
Well, I do.
10-day stretch.
I do. And I would, if I were to go out on a date, what would I, we just want to sit there and look at each other? A cocktail to get
You can get a non-alcoholic cocktail. They're delicious.
Yeah, a little mocktail.
No.
Yeah.
What's the point in the calories?
You get a Coca-Cola. It's free refills.
I want to keep
coming back.
You want to feel loosened up a bit.
Yes. That's what I'm asking.
I've literally never done a drug my life. No. I think I'm too wound up that I just can't.
But don't you think you're the perfect candidate for it? Because of everything you just said.
Because my brain will go,
You're probably right.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I kind of wonder, because I've had this thought about there are certain medications that it seems like there are a lot more ads for these days. Mm-hmm. Things that will help a guy typically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And it's always like, hey, like, just get it. Like, you don't even need a prescription. It's cheap. It's this. And
yes.
And I just wonder, like, as I see more and more and more and more commercials of this, like, what's going on? Like, shouldn't we be concerned
that everyone needs a little?
Yeah, why does everyone need this?
Yeah.
I don't get those ads.
They're like on TV and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
The two bathtubs in the forest.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. The like metal.
Yeah, just wanted to make sure that they weren't targeted.
Huh? No.
No, they're not. Okay, they're not targeted at TAC. No. I get a ton of them. But they're back to back. It's like, hey, mm-hmm. take this to feel euphoric. And then if you're feeling euphoric, you might need this because none of your, I don't know if it means none of your stuff's going to work.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either. But it just seems it's like, what's going on?
Should we
be looking into what's going on, or are we just
I agree. I think we're in a really weird time. Like the amount of people who I know, I am not one of them. And I'm not just saying it. I haven't done anything either, but it seems like everyone has K mushrooms and other stuff in their pockets at all time. And I'm like, you guys need help. Honestly.
You're saying you have, you know, people are walking around with ketamine.
Yes.
That is.
And it is more people
FCC,
than you realize.
This is just for podcast use only.
Right. We're not even talking
and
about
Aaron
it.
And Aaron doesn't know where these people live.
No. I truly don't know where they get it from.
A vet?
Isn't K
a horse tranquilizer?
If I was hanging out with someone and they were like, yeah, and I've got K, I would be like, maybe I'm hanging out with the wrong people.
like Kellogg's? Like, yeah. That's okay.
But K is like now prescribed.
Mm-hmm. You can microdose it for therapy.
Okay,
it's a beneficial.
Like Whitney Cummings is like a great, a famous comedian, and she microdoses K on the daily, for real.
Okay.
So I see what you did there. All right. So nobody in this room has any suggestions?
None.
No. Then maybe like a Little Debbie, because that'll get me right. Usually,
Diet Coke hits hard.
Then this is my question for anybody who's been to a dispensary.
What?
If you've been to a dispensary. Can I go in there and go? I've never gone and been like, I want you to make me feel a certain. Is that what you do?
Yeah, you can tell them I'm trying to go for this vibe, and they'll help lead you.
Okay,
give them a vibe.
Bring them some cereal.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
A tragedy has happened. Okay. I can't even keep a straight face.
You get it, right? Do you get it?
What?
Does anyone want to explain the boy who cried wolf story to her?
No, no, this isn't.
No one has more perceived tragedy in their life than you. So when you come in and say a tragedy's happened, the rest of us are like, a broken nail?
No.
Perhaps.
Nails are doing good.
Great.
Okay. I was driving to work. It's so hard to talk about. And I...
By the way, I just want everybody, like, if you're keeping track, she just told me this the other day, and I can't believe it.
What?
You haven't cried on the show yet.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, how is that possible?
I've cried on the show since she's been here, have I not?
Maybe from laughter and joy, but...
That was before you got here.
I'm in a silly, goofy mood today, clearly.
No, but I mean...
I think you've cried, yeah. There's been Feel Good Friday stories. Or things like, like, I think we've all kind of...
Yeah, but not her, not
I've
Ice Princess,
misty
not Elsa.
But I do. I've got a bit of an ice heart.
A bit.
So you can imagine
the tragedy that befell upon.
I was driving to work.
Okay.
And I reached over to my cup holder.
Oh no! Oh. I was wondering why you have.
Oh
that.
No!
Oh wait! There's no Stanley
in
the room.
There's no Stanley in the room. And I was like, I'm so parched. I was so parched.
Well, you broke? How do you break a stand?
Have you had... Oh.
No, I didn't break it. I just forgot it.
Oh, are you kidding me? Here I am. I was ready to ride for you and explain that Stanleys in cars are dangerous because they're so top heavy, they just fall out of the cup holder. It is...
But fall out of the cup holder into what?
A padded
the dark
seat?
Abyss of a black hole? Then it just falls and you pick it up?
No, if it falls
to the ground.
Or your legs and get stuck under the gas pedal?
Well, Aaron.
Oh.
They're dangerous.
That is dangerous.
But here she is. She just forgot it.
Okay.
I forgot my water today and I'm so thirsty. And if you know anything about me, there's probably four things. I'm getting married. I have a dog. I eat in the studio and I drink a lot of water. What?
Sorry, the show's on hold for a second. Just do your thing. Hack, what is happening on the show?
I don't know. It is a little weird, though. She does have that giant thing.
It's like, was off-putting when usually, I came in.
You have a mug?
Well, I went into the kitchen, and I had to fill a mug with water.
Hey, this is a show on hold moment.
So she's so desperate, she would go to the community.
So, are we going to keep this going? Are we going to continue to talk about the tragedy that is she forgot something?
I don't know.
Or are we going to try to zag out of this and make this entertaining?
I filled it up with lots of ice and lots of water.
This is between Hack and I?
No, but I need you to know. Okay. It was ready
I'm
to go.
I'm taking the show off of
hold. Stanley usually does cast kind of a shadow over me.
It is. It's a lot like the monolith in 2001 with all the apes like in their bones. Yeah. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Don't you guys all have something that if you forgot it coming to work, you'd be like, hey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, because I don't forget it. Like, if it meant that much to me, I just wouldn't forget it.
Okay, well, sometimes you're, like, running around.
Like, what? Yeah.
I've forgotten my pen time or two. It's a nightmare. I always have a pen in my pocket.
It's a nightmare?
It's a tragedy, I believe.
Yes, was the word that is used. The word.
Do you know how many writing utensils I have on me right now? Like, in my backpack.
Yeah, but it's not the one. Like, I've got this cup of water, but it's not the one.
Like, when we do Children's Hospital Colorado, I bring pens for everybody. It's a tick that I have. Mm-hmm. I stop and buy pens. I have to buy brand new pens for everybody. It's a thing.
Just for that.
Because you have a pen, you're like writing notes or whatever. Yeah. And now, since Hack joined the show, I have to also get
the pen in his pocket.
Flair. Because I'm a gel roller guy. Mm-hmm. Sharpie gel roller kind of guy. But he likes the felt tip.
Oh, you're a felt tip.
This is a Slacker pen, yeah. I don't have to buy him anymore. Slacker supplies me with a pack.
Come on. I only give it to you once a year.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
That cannot last you a whole year.
It does.
You don't write enough then.
I don't really write that much. I just kind of jot notes.
But would you really waste radio airtime if you forgot your pen?
No, I wouldn't even bring it up on the air.
Right, exactly.
No, hold on. Every single person who has an emotional support water bottle is driving around screaming for me.
You know what? I think you actually might be right.
Yes. It's either like the water bottle or their like emotional support Diet Coke that they have every day. Like, our basic girls get it.
Yeah. You feel naked without it. I get it.
I feel so wrong.
I'm trying to think if there's anything I'm naked without.
Because even though I maybe drink 8 ounces of water a day, I have my water bottle. Just in case.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
It's always full. Because
what about, have you ever forgotten like your Apple Watch or something? That would would be.
Or your bracelets?
No, I never take them off.
You shower in them?
Yes. Mm. You're telling me you think.
You got to shower with the Stanley.
I think it's time.
To shower with the Stanley or to shower with my bracelets?
No.
What is happening?
Shower with the Stanley. Then I can stay hydrated. I'm so thirsty.
I'm going out on a limb here. And I'm saying that boys don't have this. We don't have it. Like you're saying the pen, but you would be okay.
And I don't forget it. I just can't.
We wouldn't.
Sometimes I like leave it in the other room, but I don't.
But like the second you sit down in your car, you don't feel the pressure of your pen. And you're like, like I set my phone on a charger in my car the second I get in there. My phone is my only emotional support thing.
But that's different because you need your phone to start your car.
I could start it with the other thing.
Do you keep the other thing on you?
Yeah, I have to.
Why are we talking about the other thing as if it's like inappropriate?
Well, no, it's just like a credit card. It's not a key.
Weird.
The Teslas start with like, I don't have it. There's no key. There's no place to put a key. All right. So, okay.
Sounds like a do we want to just metaphor for your life.
She's drinking out of a Stein mug from the.
It's plastic.
You don't feel bad for her?
I don't feel bad for her. Do you want to go home?
My best friend and I did discuss that maybe I shouldn't work today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I've got a story about how you should think about what you're going to steal before you steal it.
Okay.
Oh.
I've got a story that you should stop being a good Samaritan.
Oh, no.
I'm all in on your story.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's from South Carolina.
I do declare.
Do your thing.
What, it's like molasses?
No, there's another thing you do.
Oh, the... why does that mean it's like people trying to run out of Stubville?
Okay, so is a couple from South Carolina that has had to ask neighbors to please stop calling
the fire department.
Why?
Their house is not on fire. It just looks and seems like it is, okay?
This seems like a bad plan. Why does your house look like it's on fire?
The problem is it appears to be raging house fire.
Oh,
no, it's just their elaborate Halloween display.
Okay, that's on you.
Realistic. Bright yellow flames, white smoke comes out.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. That's not legal.
Smoke. Yeah. No,
I know. The fire department has had multiple calls.
And of course.
Every time they show up. And the couple is like, yeah, sorry, it's just the Halloween display.
Have you ever seen one of those displays where they have, like, a real human, like, hanging in the tree?
Yeah.
No, but that's horrifying.
Or, like, dangling from the garage.
Yep.
And people think that they're stuck, so they call.
Because then sometimes no one calls.
Yeah.
Ah. Well, this couple, if you happen to be in South Carolina and you, and you see this between 8 and 10 p.m.
Yeah, don't call.
It's not real.
Yeah, so I would say in all of South Carolina, if you see a house on fire,
right.
No point. Don't call.
Oh my gosh, no. That's the problem.
Let it burn, people. Let it burn.
My story's out of New York.
Oh, I'm walking here.
That's all we got for New York.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Hong Kong. That's a cab.
That's a bad cab. I'm not getting in that cab.
Yeah, but don't you just say things like toity toit? You know, I'm over on 33rd Street, right?
Best in the city.
Yeah, it's the best we got, right? That pizza.
I get confused between, like, Jersey and New York.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's all the same
Boston?
Thing.
Yeah.
Hey, no, it's not Boston, no.
That's getting Boston.
That's getting Boston. Just throwing a wicked in there.
Shut up, New York.
I'm walking here.
I'm walking. All right.
So, cops in New York are looking for three dudes who broke into an amusement park.
Oh, get it.
And stole hundreds of stuffed animals.
Aww.
What are we doing? I don't know, because those stuffed animals suck anyways, because they're like
the itchy ones.
And they fall apart. They fall apart. They're so itchy.
They're made with rat fur.
They broke in by...
They fall asleep.
They broke in by pulling up in a small boat. They cut a bunch of cables in the control room, crammed 200 stuffed animals into garage bags, and left.
Garage?
Garbage. I'm thinking about
I'm going to do the merciful thing here.
Yeah. Call the police.
Yeah.
Call the fire department.
This show is on fire. And those were all the stupid people they could find.
She didn't even finish her story.
I don't care for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.